Yeah, share a tree.
Okay, so yes, we get. Anyway, we'll keep you posted, Mr. Dolphin. We'll show you every part. Every part of it. Got the picture. We got the whole picture here. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we'll figure that out. Okay. So yesterday we left off. Yesterday we left off going through the different sheets, 6, 7 different sheets we released in Rishonim about how, what the mechanics of Sukh Kabbati the Shaykh. The Gemara says it on Daf Yutes, the Gemara assumes it about a test, pretty much. And the question is, how does it work? So we saw Rishonim across the spectrum on this one. We saw some Rishonim were calling this Kwasar Shlichus, and some Rishonim were calling it Arev, and some Rishonim were calling it Hamno, and some were calling it Sina, some Rishonim were denying the whole thing. Everyone had what to say about it. But we were more interested in how do all the different answers in the Rishonim play out in terms of Tells of Kasha and Tells of Tash. Tells of Kasha, how could there ever be an institution of Siva Kabbati Mishayach? How in the world is the little girl going to be Zeich on the Kedushin? In order for Kedushin to take place, and the Makabal of the Kedushin has to make a Kinyan on the ring being given. So how is that going to happen logistically if the Makabal of the Kedushin is a Katana? And Tosfos raised that question. Tosfos said, no, it's not a problem, because the Katan, the Katana can make a Kinyan on the Kedushin, invoking the principle of Das Acheres Nachmasa. And again, this is part of Tosfos' theory in Sanhedrin, and Sukkah, that Das Nachmasa is a real Kinyan on the level of the Araisa. But we said that there are other Rishonim who are not going to buy into Tosfos, because they're Rishonim, Rashi, and Sukkah, Rashi, and other places, that haven't heard of Das Nachmasa on the level of the Araisa. So obviously Tosfos Kasha can't be such an overwhelming, powerful Kasha that forces us to conclude that Tosfos Makmasa works in the Torah if we know for a fact that Rishonim don't buy into it. So which other Rishonim wouldn't even be bothered with Kasha in the first place? We started to map out the figure, so we go down the list. Which Rishonim would be bothered, which Rishonim wouldn't be bothered. So we went through, if I'm not mistaken, we spoke about the Rashba yesterday, the Tosfos was in the Rashba. We got stuck in the buzzer hit us and turns the shit is our Rosh. Let's see if we can pick it up from there. So we want to know, according to the Rosh, the Rosh was the Rishon who understood that Tzibah Kavli is really a function of Shalichus. It's a funny Shalichus, because normally a couple can't be a Shalich, but it is a Shalichus, and if the Chadish does, that Shalichus works for a couple of Tana, if and when the Shlichus relates to the Katan of Tana themselves. So normally, a Katan of Tana can't be a Shliach, but here they can be a Shliach to create a Chalais that will affect them. So we wanted to know, that's very nice, this is Shlichus, it's very nice that we have this Chiddush, that the Chiyai Gavra, under these circumstances, the Katan of Tana can't be a Shliach. At the end of the day, we want to know, what would the Rosh think about HaKinas HaKesef L'Katana? What would the din be according to the Rosh? So would the Rosh be bothered with Tosfos Kasha? Would the Rosh need to fall back on Tosfos Teretz, Das Kas Machnoso? Or maybe one could argue, if you're going down the route of Shlichus, this quasi Shlichus, this new family Shlichus, maybe you don't even need Tosfos' answer, Tosfos' approach of Das Kas Machnoso. So if you take a look at the Rosh itself, it's a little bit unclear, because the whole Rosh is a little bit unclear, because the Rosh does talk about Shlichus, but the Rosh also talks about another Mahalach, and it's not clear whether the Rosh is talking about one Mahalach or two Mahalachim, and in the middle of the discussion, the Rosh quotes Tosfos, but it's not clear for the Rosh, if you take a look at this down, it's not clear for the Rosh, is he quoting Tosfos independently, or is he quoting Tosfos because he really believes that Tosfos said that also. It's very often, and the Rosh quotes a lot of things with Balei Tosfos, and you're not sure, is he saying this is what I'm saying, or I'm telling you what Tosfos is saying, and now let me tell you what I think. So if you read the Rosh itself, I think it can go either way. But let's go logically within the Rosh. If we're going down the route of Shlichus, do we need to answer Tosfos Kasha, or are we not even bothered with Tosfos Kasha? So if we're going down the route of Shlichus, we have a very, very strange situation, because in terms of who has Das here, and who has Ein Das here, so we have, who's the Bar Das? The father, who's the Mishaleach, is the Bar Das, but the person who is a Lav Bar Das is the Tana, maybe being the Shaliach. And now we raise the following question. When you have a Chalois done through Shaliach, and Das has to be expressed, whose Das has to be expressed? The Shaliach's Das has to be expressed, or the Mishalech's das has to be expressed. Now, 9 out of 10 times, this is, not 9 out of 10, that's probably 999 out of 1,000 times, this is a moot question. No way it's a moot question, because how could we discuss, well, do I need the Shlich's das? If the Shlich is a Labar das, he can't be a Shlich in the first place. So we can't just talk about this in general rules of Shlichos. Must the Shlich be a Bar das? Because if he's not a bardas, he can't be a shliach. The only time the shaila becomes even potentially something we could talk about is in this crazy kind of shlichus, this unique kind of shlichus, where the shlichus relates to the daughter herself, and therefore b'chiyah gavna is something the rush is right. So if you think that you're going to look up in Shulchan Aruch shlichus and you're going to find a lot about this topic, you're wrong, because the whole discussion is only on Yibud HaRash, and it's only within this wild case, and we want to know now. What's the din in the wild scenario of shlichos, where a katan can be a shliach? Do we need das a shliach to create the chalais, or is das a shliach good enough? So that's what we want to know. We want to fine tune this question within the very, very unique shlichos of the rush. So what do you think the din should be? Who's das? Who should be the supplier of das? A chalais that's taking place derech a shliach. Who should be the supplier of das? Oh, so not only should it depend, but it should depend in the exact opposite direction. Remember, what was the machlokes around in the tour? Famous of the Rambam in the tour. When you have a situation where, look at this, where the bardas is the shaliach, and the ein bar ein das is the shaliach. Namely, Reuben appoints a shaliach to give a get to his wife, and then Reuben becomes a shaita. What's the din? The gemara is the fairish that's not going to work, but it's not clear. Is it not going to work with the Torah? Is it not going to work with the Rambam? So the Rambam has this famous mishita that it's not going to work only on a level of what? Of midrabban. According to the Rambam, writes that when the mishaleach, when the husband appoints the shaliach to give a get to his wife, and in the interim, the husband becomes a shaita, the Rambam writes, if the shaliach goes ahead and gives the get anyway, where does it get puzzled? So whatever the Rambam says, get puzzled, that's a dead giveaway, as the Rambam himself says, puzzled midrabban. Min haTorah, the get is good. And the Torah says, lohoyid v'amiyon, min haGet, min haTorah, the get is bogus. What's the nekudas of machlokes the Rambam of the Torah? Why should the get not be good mitzvah Torah? Why should it only not be good mitzvah Rabbanah? What's the answer? So, yeah, do have a first in the famous Ktzayis. No, come on, let's go. Pause it over again. What does the Ktzayis say? Now, who is the Baal Chalas? Who is really in the driver's seat when you have Shalichas? According to the Rambam, the Shaliach takes on a wife. The Shaliach becomes the Baal Chalas. He's the Baal Chalas, Bein Lechumra, Bein Lechumra. If he's a Bardas, everything is great. According to the Torah, no, it's not great. According to the Torah, just because the shliach is a bardas, the shliach is just going through the maisa. But in terms of the bala chalos, the husband remains the mishaleach. So come the Rambam and the Torah and fighting out, must the mishaleach be a bardas also? Which they're in effect fighting out is, who is the bala chalos? According to the Rambam, the bala chalos is the shliach. That's what Shulchan Chabaisa means. According to the Torah, the bala chalos is the mishaleach. Rabbi Sai, we can now take this Rambam Torah and plug it into the exact opposite. The Torah and the Rambam are fighting it out when the Mishaleach is a La Bardas and the Shaliach is a Bardas. We're fighting it out when the Mishaleach is a Bardas and the Shaliach is a La Bardas. So come those Rishonim who say that the Shaliach is everything, the Rambam, the Shaliach is everything, if the Shaliach is everything, how is this Kedushin going to work? Even if you want to tell me that the Tana can become a shaliach, I'll give in on that. I'll accept against against the other Rishonim's better judgment. We'll give in to the Rosh that the Tana can become a shaliach because it's relating to her. But how in the world is she going to be part of the Kesef Kedin? How is she going to supply the Das Kinyan? How is she going to create a Kinyan Kesef? She's going to receive the Kesef. How is that going to happen? So the answer is, according to the Rambam, that's a big problem. According to the Torah, it's not as big a problem. But according to the Rambam, it's a big problem. So what's the answer? According to the Rambam, there's only one answer. What's the answer? Taisus, Taschus, Machnos. So I'm not saying it's not a good answer. I'm just saying that according to half to Rishonim, I don't know whether the question was a good question. So let's say again, get back to the story. We're still trying to figure out. Yeah, tells us Kasha, but I can also Kesef. We want to know, would the Rashba be bothered with the Kasha again? What was the Rashba sheet in our sugya? Rashba number one was what? What? Rashba said it's the Nesina, right? Remember, it's the Nesina. Anytime I tell you to do something, it's a Nesina to me, right? If there's a Nesina, I don't have to be bothered with Tosa Kash. Tosa Kash wouldn't make it, right? Rashba number two. What did the Rashba in our sugya say? It's based on the special like the haknas as chus to the girl, but then would it pose a good question then? How could she be kona? Maybe, right? Maybe a good question, right? According to the Rosh, but I would say it's probably a good question. What about according to the Rosh? Is it a good cash according to the Rosh? What do you think? The Rosh said, lichus? Depends on. I think we just said just now. What were some of the other answers? Let's go. Who else do we have? Who else is on our list? On that picture. The Ritva. What did the Ritva say? It's based on Arev. According to the Ritva, it's based on Arev. According to the Ritva, the real creation of the Chalois here is Dotsos Hamamon Afiv. And again, there's the Ritval Shittasa that says you don't need a Kabbal to a Bendas as long as I tell you to throw the money into the river, throw the money onto the cell and some Makam Hefke, that would also be good enough. According to the Ritval, would we even ask Tosis Kasha, hey, she's not Makabal the Kesef. Or what? Neither is the river, neither is the cell. Okay? So according to the Ritval, I wouldn't at all be bothered with this Kasha. No? Who else we have here? Who else do we got? The Ran. What did the Ran say? Ron said, it's based on what? Based on Hano. Based on Hano? No. Who is the Makabal as a Kedushin in effect? Once you tell me that the Kedushin is not the ring, the Kedushin is the Hano, so then I don't care whether the girl is Makabal the ring. I don't care if she's kind of the ring. All I care is that when we're standing under the chuppah and we ask the Eidim, we want you to assess whether there's a Sheva Puta being given, so they start to look at the ring. What does the Masada Kedushin say to them? No, you're looking at the wrong thing. Look at that. The father's smile is a smile worth a Puta to us as a Kedushin. Ring. Ron says, Chora, he wouldn't be bothered as casual. Casual wouldn't flack with him. What about according to the Yeshayim? Remember the Yeshayim and the Ritva? Who's the Yeshayim and the Ritva? The Yeshbefarshim? What did they say? Who remembers? Who we got? Based on the Gemara and Gittin, remember Gemara and Gittin, Samach Dalet, that according to one opinion of the Gemara, not only can a katan be Zoych Liatzma, but a katan can even be Zoych Liachayrim, like is the Gemara, and even within that sheet, it could be Zoych Liachayrim, so that it works even in the Torah. So with that sheet, according to the Mizva, with that Shabbat and Tiva Kabli, would we have to fall back on Tosfos? Of course, Tosfos is saying it within that Gemara. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos has the Kashan of Sabbath Dalet. How in the world could the Gemara have a Machlekes whether the Katan is Zeichel Achim or not? But everyone agrees that Zeichel Hatzma. So Tosfos says it must be Midaraisa. So it must be that's Esmach Nosel. So according to the Yesh Omim in the Ritva, it's not a Kash of Tosfos. Of course that sheet holds it. That Tosfos said it within that opinion of the Gemara. So according to the Yesh Omrim, of course we're going to have to quote unquote fall back in Tosfos. What about according to the seventh Shita? What was the seventh Shita? What did the Mordechai say? So the whole thing doesn't exist. According to the Mordechai, there's nothing really to discuss, right? We don't have to figure out whether we have to rely on Tosfos or not because the whole thing is going to fly anyway. So according to the Mordechai, the whole thing is, I don't know whether I should make a check X or a question mark. I probably, what do you have to do? No. When you want to say irrelevant. And they're not available, not applicable, whatever. Okay, I think according to Mordechai, that's the best way to sign it. Okay, so we have seven different Mahalchim in Rishon and Berakh Brisa. Let's go one step further. Everything we've been talking about has been focusing on the Gemara Daf Yutes, which was talking obviously about Kedushin Kesef, because let's not forget, the whole Sugya Daf Yutes was building off of Kedusha Kesef, because it was building off of, you know what? Of the Amma Ivriya. And Amma Ivriya was clearly Kesef. Again, some people with the mosque, whatever the Kesef there was exactly, it was clearly Kedusha Kesef. We may have forgotten, but our Sugya is not even talking about Kedusha Kesef. What's that we're talking about? Shishtar. Remember Agamar? Remember Agamar? Agamar says, Agamar says, Amro Rona, Kosvel Ashtar Ela Nila Cheres, Bitech Bugida, Beina Deve, Beina Yatz, Bugida, So Bakdish Ashtar, Come on, Do Bakdish Ashtar. Should that bother? Should that concern? Should that raise a red flag on the board here? the fact that we just jumped, you know, we've been lumping together testing up tests for the last day, and now stop. Wait a second, not so simple. We're talking about Kiddush Hashtar. He says that the din of Tzibah Kabbat Kiddush Shayach makes sense to carry it over to Kiddush Hashtar. Is there any reason to believe there's a difference between the two? So let's think it through quickly. Let's think it through. According to the Rashba number one in Asuya, what was the essence of Tzibah Kabbali? But since the father said to do a Nesina, it's as if the Nesina was delivered to him. Does that make the slightest bit of difference whether we're talking about a Nesina Sakesef or a Nesina Sashtar? Absolutely not. Who's going to bring me a Raya? Bring me a Raya Brewer that according to the Rashba's theory, I couldn't care less what it's Kesef or Shtar. Because remember, who did we link the Rashba to? Which other Rishon? He said the Rashba was very, very close to, almost identical to Tazir. What was Tazir talking about? Tazrit said, what can a husband say to a wife? Or a wife could say to a husband, what? A wife could say to a husband, listen, do me a favor, don't bother giving me the get, you can get down on the floor. And that works. The only reason why Kligita Brahman Kaka doesn't work is because she didn't authorize the placing down on the floor. But otherwise, that would work. So the places read that works for the shtar, get as a shtar, let's be check. Works for shtar, I don't know if the shtar kedusha. But there's no question that according to the Rashba, the test, they're identical. They're both scenarios of Tzibah Kabbali kedusha. There's absolutely no logical reason to differentiate between test and shtar. So, according to the Rashba, we're good. What about Rashba number two? What did the Rashba number two say? That it's not. It's not straight to Messina, it wouldn't apply to somebody else, not to a stranger. It's a special halacha because of the fact that the father got the chus to receive her kedushin, basically from her. The starting point, the baseline is that she should receive kedushin, and the Torah took that chus away from her, gave it back to the father. So the hocus pocus, the father has the right to they're playing back and forth with they're playing ball with this chus of Kamos and kedushin. Started out, it was really hard. The Torah took it away from her, and the father gives it back to the girl. That's chus of Kabbalah's Kedushin. Is there any difference whatsoever between the chus of Kabbalah Kesef Kedushin and the chus of Kabbalah Shtar Kedushin? Absolutely not. That's a question we can stop and show that. That's not a Mishnah. According to the Rashba, we have no problems yet differentiating between Kesef and Shtar. What about according to the Rosh? According to the Rosh, do we have any reason to believe that Tzibah Kabbalah Kedushah doesn't apply to Kedushah Shtar? So according to the Rosh, what was it? It was based on Shlichus. Ayin Shlichus B'Katar is the newfangled Shlichus. Okay, it's the newfangled Shlichus. Bain, the Indian Kedushah Kesef. Bain, the Kedushah Shtar. We're not bad. So far we have three Rishonim in a row that we're okay with, right? So far so good, right? So far so good. I hope everyone enjoyed the coasting through the first Shlichus of Rishonim. Can I go into the ritual? Can I go into the Ran? The ritual and the Ran were talking different terms. The ritual and the Ran were talking terms that are very, very Kesef-oriented kinds of terms. The ritual was talking about Orev, Chayvos, Hotzos Hamos. I don't know whether that has anything to do with Kiddush Hashtar. I'm not so sure. The Ran was talking about smiles, big happiness. You know, I'm so honored that you were willing to throw the money into the garbage. I'm so happy you're willing to put a piece of paper in it. I don't know. I'm not so sure. What? I don't think so. Doesn't sound like it works. I'm a little bit weary about according to the Ritva. I'm a little bit weary according to the Ran. Am I okay according to the Yesh Omrim? Yeah, probably. Because according to the Yesh Omrim, all I have to do is just figure out the mechanics, how this shtar, this kesef shtar that's given to the girl, ends up with Shus Ha'av. So the Yesh Omrim said, that's okay. It works with Dachas Machnasel, with Zochel Le'acherim, etc., the whole nine yards. So I'm okay with the Dasi Yesh Omrim. And of course, according to the Mordechai, what do we have? Once again, the easiest shita. No date available because not relevant. Okay? So according to the Ritva and the Ran, I'm running into a little bit of a problem in Shtar. The only way to solve that problem is I almost have to fall back on somebody else in Hilchos Shtaros. when it comes to the sugya daf tes, there has to be some other reason why the condition works. Because unless you deny daf tes, but there's no question daf tes that your tes exists. But notice in daf tes, you can write everything because of the shaykh. You know, I've been presenting, or perhaps misrepresented to you for the last 2 days that we're learning one sugya. The Rishonim put the two together. The Rosh, the Tosfos, the Rishonim put the two together. But you know what? Maybe they're two different sugyas. Maybe according to the Ritva and according to the Rad, the only reasons why the Kedushin were Tosin on Daf Yates was because of those unique reasons of Arif and etc. Maybe on Daf Tes, in the case of Ishtar, maybe it's based on something different. You don't have a Ritva here. You don't have a Ritva. Take a look. Let me get it. So the Ritva, if you look at the Ritva, you get the Ritva seems to learn the two different sugyas. Daf Yates Pach is based on Daf Yates, based on the Arif story. And here, it's what's for something different? There are a lot of other options that are more available for us. But in Rechanami, according to the Ritva, according to the Rambam, it's hard to learn that they actually want sugyas. So, Rabbi Say, any last questions in terms of Tziva Kavli before we move on? We have our basic sugya on the test, our basic sugya on the test. We looked at it according to most of the show, it seems to be the same sugya. We had six approaches how it works. We had the Mordechai Hashita, how in fact it doesn't work. And within the sheet is that it works. So we raised the red flags of Tosfos. And we wanted to know, is Tosfos Kasha a valid question or not? In the test, good, but it's a valid question. And the second question is how much all this goes over to the Shtar. And in the process, we talked about a lot of important things. The Rashba touched on some important issues in terms of Tosfos Yid. The Rashba touched on important issues in terms of the Chuyos, the father went back and forth. The Rush touched on a whole series of Shlichus issues. We bought with part of the Shittasa story about Arev. The Ran brought back some of the memories of us from Hanoh Sugyas. The Yesh Omrim made a reference to Akimar Masechet Gittin, which is the big machlokes of Rishonim, whether it's the Rishon, the Rabban, etc. Each of the different approaches to the sugya were action packed in and of themselves. There are a lot of lumbus that they all touch on. And then the Mordechai Shita, which is really on the side of the show, is undermining the entire sugya, which made a lot of sense to undermine it, because the whole sugya only started out according to Yosef Yehuda, and we're not even sure according to Yosef Yehuda even started out. Again, there's a lot of theories about the sugya, but the primary sugya is a combination of Daf Tes and Daf Yud. Okay, move on to the next sugya. Ready, roll? What? Okay, don't worry about it.